Well, and I've been the kind of guy to connect dots. And then once I start to connect them, I start to see a bigger picture, a picture that I wasn't aware of in the beginning. In this particular area that you're an expert in, health, I look at these things. The need to control world population, so they want to do it in a drastic way. So there's a dot there. All of a sudden, we have all these microbiologists around this planet dying under very strange circumstances. So I put that down as a dot. This so-called avian flu, where they keep talking, a pandemic's coming. I put that down as a dot. And then also, I then look at Codex, which in Europe, they want to restrict people's ability to do things in an alternative medicine way on their own. They want doctors to be able to prescribe and control it that way. To me, when you look at the entire picture, it's as if the Codex may be the last piece of their puzzle, in that they want to be able to prevent you and me and everyone else from healing ourselves when they decide to do this horrendous thing to us.
Absolutely. That's part and parcel. It's a symptom. All those little dots is a symptom of the power of the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel. Ultimately, their goal is corporate fascism on a global basis. And, you know, I, again, I'm a firm believer in the spiritual aspects of these issues. And again, we're told that it's not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. These people are extremely evil. And to the extent that human beings have any freedom whatsoever and God-given gifts, these people are out to squash them.
Let's talk about why you think they want to reduce the population from 6 billion people to a number we continue to hear, and that's 500 million. Why do they want to do this?
Number one, smaller populations are far easier to control. We're now engaged in the technotronic era that Brzezinski told us about in his book way back in the 70s. The essential concept is that now high tech has replaced human beings as cheap labor, and that the concept of having too many mouths to feed, like we've heard from some of the European royalty, that people would like to come back from the royal family when they die and become a virus to kill off the useless eaters. And the concept now that this is being expressed in public health, under the guise of public health, particularly targeting the elderly who are useless eaters, according to these global elite, through the contaminated vaccines, the flu vaccines particularly, you know, come and get your free flu vaccines, elderly folks. And what do you get for free in the world today? It's called genocide. In this case, iatrogenocide, coming from the two terms physician-induced illness and the mass killing of people for economics, politics, and the ideology that we simply need less people around.
There are, of course, some hardworking people in the medical field who believe that they're contributing, who probably aren't aware of what may be going on, so they continue to fight the good fight. How do you get to them, Leonard? How do you try to convince them to open up their eyes a little bigger?
You know, I can't, nor can you, George, but you know who's getting to them? Is our Holy Creator. I'll tell you what's taking place in these people's hearts and minds right now. You know, when we don't follow the way and the word, and in our own lives, we end up having accidents, and we get swatted, and we get slapped around, and we learn from the school of hard knocks the right way to live. That's what's taking place in these people's lives. You look at Dan Burton, Congressional Investigating Committee, that I had the privilege briefly to testify before that committee when we were examining the links between autistic spectrum disorder and skyrocketing rates of this hideous neurological impairment in our nation's youth brought on by the contaminated vaccinations. They knew it, and they withheld the whole evidence. Well, these congressmen now, their own families, their own friends are being decimated. And essentially what we're looking at is karmic judgment. The choices and the decisions that they've made that haven't really been supportive to humanity, but instead the almighty dollar going into their financial political coffers, this is the judgment. So I think what's taking place today with the physicians as well and people all over the world is you're either going to get in tune with the holy spiritual flow or you're going to get whacked.
Did you think this way 5, 6, 7 years ago? Sounds like a change, an additional change to your thoughts.
You know, I had these concepts, but I've never lived it so strongly and firmly, and I see it operating, not simply in myself and my wife, who is an American hero for supporting someone like me who's been out on the front lines, you know, but I see how it's happening in the people that we have now been blessed to invite into our lives and work with on our teams. I'll tell you, it is a reality, and what this reality needs is simply more of us speaking out about this truth and getting that social support. And from that social support, we have the power to not only change our families, but our communities, our states, our nation, and this entire world.